In today's episode, I have a couple of reflections about people who have made me who I am today, and also a couple of invitations for all of you. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you, as always. I have a few, I think these are going to be relatively quick things to share with you today. The first is a reminder or invitation, excuse me, while I try to get a book here. I know I've mentioned this book a few times, but I'm going to mention it one more time. This is Becoming by Beholding, The Power of Imagination in Spiritual Formation. It's by Lanta Davis, who was our first Faith and Life speaker this year. We will maybe link to her Faith and Life talk. I'm mentioning it again today, though, because the next Monday from the day we're taping this, so that date is October 27th, happens to be my birthday. Not that you have to send presents, but I'm going to be at church on my birthday, leading now the fourth out of four classes on this book alongside Jen Galley. So there's a dinner at 5:30, the class is at 6:30, and I'm lifting that one up particularly because Lanta Davis will actually be joining us via Zoom and taking our questions, sort of chatting both about her talk for Faith and Life and about the book and about what we've been talking about in the class for the last 3 weeks. If you've been able to join us over the last couple, 3 weeks, great. I look forward to seeing you again. If you have not been able to join us, then I would just encourage you, you're more than welcome to come. It might be helpful if you would let us know you're going to be there. I think you can still register or you can just send me a note, but it should be a wonderful conversation. Professor Davis is a thoughtful, intelligent person who does a great job of helping us reflect on how what surrounds us, what we take in with our eyes and our ears, informs us and shapes us. And I think it's going to be a great conversation. So again, October 27th, the class is at 6:30 here at St. Philip the Deacon, and it's only in person, by the way, so if you want to participate, you've got to actually be there. So I want to invite you to that. So that's one thought. I guess two further thoughts related to that class. One of those is it is maybe the class has reinforced for me the way that I'm thinking particularly here of that authors have shaped me, how reading the work of authors has made me the person I am and has impacted the way I think of Christianity. I don't think that will surprise anyone who's been paying attention to these podcasts. We talk about books and authors all the time. But it's given me a chance to sort of step back and realize how profoundly Christian thinkers, and here I'm thinking of people like certainly C.S. Lewis or G.K. Chesterton or Dorothy Sayers or Flannery O'Connor, have provided a particular lens through which I see the world, and how grateful I am for that, honestly. I mean, none of us can sort of make sense of the world on our own. We need conversation partners and people who can teach us and mentor us and guide us. And for me, many of those authors I've listed have been those people. So second point I'm going to ask is it might be worth doing a little inventory for yourself to think, what are the kinds of things that shape the way I see the world? Who are the thinkers, the authors, the musicians, the artists? And how do they make me think about who I am and about who the world is and who God is? I just, again, that's maybe sounds like a simple exercise, but for me, it's been an opportunity to step back and think again for myself how critically important these conversation partners have been for who I've become. So that's the second point. So first, join us for the class on the 22nd. Second, both my own reflection on the people who have made me who I am and continue to make me who I am, and an invitation for you to reflect on that question for yourselves. And then finally, and I chatted about this with Jen Galley, who is our director of adult ed and with whom I've had the privilege of teaching this class. We were chatting a bit after the third week of this class. And, you know, we obviously are always thinking about the future and, okay, well, what might people be interested in learning about next? And what class should we offer next? And what kind of small groups should we offer and so forth? And I think we typically, I'd like to think we have some good ideas about that. That said, it also struck both me and Jen that perhaps we should do a better job of just saying to the congregation or people who come to those kind of classes, what are you interested in learning about? What are you interested in studying? How can we help you continue to develop your own sense of who you are as a Christian? And so the final point I'm making here is precisely that question. It's an invitation. If you have thoughts about courses you'd like to take in the future or subjects you'd like to study, whether it's a Bible study, whether it's a course about a particular author or a particular book, would you please let us know what those are so that we can do a better job of meeting your needs as they relate to coursework, educational work, and that kind of thing here? We get some sense of what's working and what's not working by who shows up, but we don't want to just sort of, I don't know what the metaphor is, drive blindly here. So again, if you have suggestions for us, you can leave them below, or you can always reach out to me or Jen with those suggestions. I think that's all I wanted to talk about today. So now I have a frog in my throat and I'm going to cough. Excuse me. Anyway, it's always good to be with you. I will look forward to hearing... I am going to cough now. Sorry. I will look forward to hearing back from you with any suggestions. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.